All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we have to talk about the Chiefs tight end. Now, I know you guys don't want to have some of these conversations, but this show, we're not afraid. We're going to talk about number 87 coming up in a bit. But before we do that, it was a great weekend of college football. Now, my team didn't play exactly how I wanted them to, but you know what, man? Feels good to win. Some of you didn't get that opportunity this weekend. That's not the experience that you had. You were frustrated with the way your team played and your team lost. That stinks. But you know what? This segment's not about that. It's about highlighting the players who had a great weekend across college football. Hit me, Rob! You know what? I am going to give a helmet sticker to Travis Hunter. Can we please stop this charade? The best player in college football is Travis Hunter. Now, he's probably not going to win the Heisman Trophy because we have just determined that it is a quarterback award. But you know what? I mean, we saw a couple of seasons ago that Devontae Smith won the Heisman Trophy. We've seen running backs win it before. So maybe the committee has more of an open mind than they do in the NFL. Travis Hunter on Saturday, 7 catches, 130 yards, and he had the game-saving forced fumble. Travis Hunter has over 100 yards in every game so far this season, and they have played 4 legitimate teams. He didn't get to play any patsies so far. It is not close. It is not an argument. Travis Hunter is the best player in college football. I got to give him a helmet sticker.
I'm actually going to stay on defense, too, my first helmet sticker. I will credit you. You've been telling me all week in the office, Rob, Michigan's going to beat USC. It's Big Ten, it's bully ball, Michigan's beating USC, mark it down. And you know what? You were right. Will Johnson, by the way, remember the name if you're a draft fan or a pro football fan. His name's going to be called early in the NFL draft in April. He had an incredible pick six against Miller Moss in USC, which ended up being one of the differences in the game, because after that, Michigan kind of stopped scoring. They scored once more the entire rest of the game. Michigan runs the ball and plays great defense. They're not going to be good enough to win a national title this year, but Will Johnson is truly special. He gets my first helmet sticker.
You know what? I'm going to give another helmet sticker. I'm going to give it to Luke Altmaier. If you do not know who he is the quarterback at the University of Illinois. Illinois is one of the surprise teams so far in college football. They go on the road to Lincoln and win 31-24. A very impressive win in overtime for the Fighting Illini. Their quarterback was special. 21 of 27, 215 yards, 4 touchdown passes. He goes on the road and outduels the star freshman from Nebraska. Illinois, a possible sleeper in the Big Ten. They got a tough one coming up this week. They go on the road to Penn State. You know what? I like the Illini. Brett Bielema is the head coach. Great quarterback play. One of the better defenses in college football. I'm going to give my helmet sticker to the quarterback, Luke Altmaier.
I'm going to give my final helmet sticker to Micah Bernard. He's the running back at Utah. Cam Rising, the 95-year-old man that plays quarterback for Utah, hurt yet again.
Of course, he's always hurt.
There's two things he does. Play college football until he's 32 and always be hurt. But you know what? I thought Utah would be vulnerable this year. On the road, in Stillwater, backup quarterback. But you know what they did? They pounded the rock for 150-plus with Micah Bernard, and suddenly Utah looks like they are the front runner for the Big 12, and they might be headed to the college football playoff if you win the Big 12. Maybe Cam Rising gets healthy this year. I don't know, but Utah looks formidable. And you know what? Brett McMurphy, friend of the show, always said teams that switch conferences struggle in year one. You're not seeing any of those struggles from Utah. They look like a class above the rest of the Big 12. Micah Bernard and Utah get my helmet sticker.